Hello and welcome to this episode of Your Financial Planet, a podcast hosted by the Synergy Capital Solutions team. Join us while we share our journey as we navigate life's complexities and provide solutions to reduce the noise around your personal financial situation.
Welcome to Your Financial Planet. My name is Jordan Andrusiak. I'm an advisor and Chief Client Experience Officer here at Synergy. I'm joined today by longtime Synergy advisor, Dr. Jeff Allen, to hear his story specifically around working as a physician, risk management for physicians, and navigating a career change. Thanks for joining me today, Jeff.
My pleasure.
Glad to have you here. All righty. So let's start from the beginning. For the past roughly 20 years, you've been a financial advisor. However, prior to that, you were often referred directly as Dr. Jeffrey Allen. Tell us a little bit about your days as a physician.
I started out in medicine, in emergency medicine. I was hospital-based for about 10 years. And then the wave of urgent care centers across the country had started. My wife, also emergency physician, and I started the 17th center in the United States. There are now about 12,000.
Mm-hmm. I think there's about 17 in a square mile here.
yeah. Same everywhere. And it turned out to be a very useful concept because 85% of what's seen in an emergency room could be seen in an urgent care center with much less weight and about a third of the cost. So we enjoyed that, did that for about 20 years. And then, as the saying goes, got an offer we couldn't refuse, sold our two centers, and ended up retiring from that. We continued to see patients for the next 15 years as volunteer physicians at a clinic in Naples, Florida, working uninsured, and I just finally retired from that a year ago. So it's been a long go in medicine. I had always been a math nerd, and I'd actually been an economics major in college, and so was interested in things financial, and so gravitated to that field. I started out in practice management, got a master's in medical management late in my career, and was doing practice management, but quickly became clear that many physicians needed help with financial decisions and needed help with planning for their financial futures. And so then obtained a CFP or certified financial planner designation and worked in the field now for 20 years.
What a wild ride.
Been a lot of fun.
So as a physician, what was the one thing that kept you up at night, besides the obvious, you know, case-by-case basis, truly?
Yeah, for us, it was always, we had two clinics, so we had 45 employees. So it was always a question of what personnel issues there were. But like most physicians, we all worry about malpractice exposure. We live in a litigious world, and malpractice has always been a concern. And so that was always something we had to be thinking about and protection of our assets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm sure as both a physician and a business owner, you had kind of that double layer of wanting to protect what was happening with your personal life and your business life. As you said, you had 45 employees. That's their well-being and your care as well.
Absolutely. It was a big family.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how did you manage through all of that? Was there things, tools you used? It could be, you know, meditation. It could be physical, financial tools you used. Kind of walk me through that. What did it look like?
Well, we always had good advisors, first of all. And back then, we had a good financial advisor. We had good legal advisors. And we had good accounting advisors. Most physicians are taught from day one, the buck stops here, only you can make the decisions, et cetera. But we had learned, fortunately, in emergency medicine, you work as a team, and we did the same thing in urgent care as a team. And so we carried that concept over to our personal and financial lives, that we needed to have a good team. Yeah. And so always worked with a good team. And fortunately, when I switched sides switched teams, fortunately, to come over to this side, that concept has worked out real well, especially with Synergy has focused on the team concept for many years now. And it's something that's easy to convince physicians these days, even though they're trained there. It's an individual discipline. You're personally responsible for whatever happens. That outside of medicine, it's easy to get physicians to accept the fact that a team is really helpful, because medicine is so much more team oriented now than it was in the quotes old days.
The yesteryears, so to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I obviously a big proponent of being part of a team. I just think you get the benefit of different schools of thought. And yes, you always have maybe a lead that the buck stops with, but you at least have kind of that collective wisdom that can come from having a team together. I think that makes perfect sense. And it's kind of like when you are learning and you are getting involved in your discipline, you become the expert in it, right? And so it's hard, I think, to be an expert at many, many, many things, right? You can be an expert in medicine and you can be an expert, but you might not be an expert then at managing your finances on top of that, right?
Right, and that's the interesting thing about physicians is that they were, you know, from a young age, they were always one of the best students in their class, and then they get into medicine and it's always the doctor they come to make this decision. And so for some of them, it's a tough transition to help, to trust others to help make decisions for them, especially financially. But fortunately, medicine, like most disciplines, has been moving much more to a team concept over the past several years. And so people are much more used to working as a team.
I think it allows you too to focus on what you're really passionate about on a day-to-day basis, right? It allows physicians to focus on their calling, their discipline versus adding another thing.
Exactly.
Cool. So if you could go back to your early days as a physician, whether it's, from a physical perspective, a mental perspective, or a financial perspective, is there anything you would do differently that would, have helped you on kind of the back end?
Well, most physicians, hindsight's 20/20. Mm-hmm. And so I frequently say to my wife, boy, if only we had more aggressively saved for retirement when we were much younger because of the power of compounding. Fortunately, we had a third partner who was very insistent on a very strong retirement plan. So that was a wise decision. Like most young physicians, there's this whole delayed gratification concept. Your college roommates started earning checks right away. You spent another 10 years going through medical school, residency, fellowship. And it took you 10 years before you were really starting to earn income. And so by then your college roommate had the boat, the nice home, and maybe the airplane. And so there was this delayed gratification for most physicians that it takes them so long to get where they're earning a decent income. They want to make up for all that that 20 years or so they spent in additional education. And so for me, it was the same. I went through the boat, I went through the airplane. But so I probably would have done less of that and more saving for retirement and kids' education. That's always a big one. And for today's physicians, for today's any profession, education has become such a major expense.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, the cost. And that's one of the big things that physicians face today is they come out of training with just incredible debt. That wasn't the case in my day and age. Nowadays, you see people with debt anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000. And now with the current interest rate structure we're having, that's starting to be a significant dent in their finances.
Yep. And often, like you said, a lot of those physicians, they're still technically in schooling and paying, for residency and making very little. And they've already kind of surpassed that point where they could really even defer some of that, right? So it's it's a kind of a double negative in that sense. And so we've worked really hand in hand with a lot of physicians that have come out with, 250, 300K in debt. And they're making good money, but they're looking at, you know, it walking out the door. So how do you strategically pay down that debt while also saving for retirement and enjoying yourself, right? I mean, the truth of it is that we want, as financial advisors, we also want you to enjoy your life, right? It's not just save every penny and put it away. It's how do you maximize the money that's coming in and put it in the pockets that it needs to go into so that you can enjoy yourself throughout your life cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. Because of my professional history, a majority of my clients, as you know, are physicians. And as I always point out to them, look, we're going to spend this next hour talking only about finances because this is a financial planning meeting. But what we want you to remember is that finances are not the most important thing in your life. It's your professional well-being, your family relationships, your health, and your personal level of activities is what's going to give you pleasure. And so financial issues are an important item for you to consider. The life issues are much more important.
Yep. The financial issues, it should be a tool, right? It should be an actual tool in your tool belt to get you what, you know, where you need to go to allow you to enjoy the other aspects. It shouldn't be a burden, right? And that's the approach I think I enjoy that we take is how do we make this not a burden? How do we make it easy? How do we, you know, reduce the noise and how do we simplify so that your life can, you know, this is just something that happens in the background for you.
Right. So one of the other things that I've always wanted to focus on, because I know it's a major concern for physicians, is many of them are concerned about malpractice risk. Where I now practice and live in Florida is a very litigious state, but fortunately, it's also a very protective state. But 90% of the physicians in Florida don't take advantage of all the protections that are afforded for their assets. So we want to make sure any of our clients work with an estate planning attorney and do good asset protection work so that their personal assets are not at risk for a malpractice case. And it's a good way for people to actually think about their estate planning when they have to think about what if I were to lose these assets. And so, and of course, adequate malpractice coverage, it's surprising some of the physicians that become clients, we discover that they really need to have more malpractice protection. Same thing with disability. Most physicians are of the idea that, you know, in medical school, every disease that comes along, you think you're going to get. By the time you're through medical school and through residency and now in practice, you then start to think you're invincible, that you'll never get any kind of injury or ailment. But it's important also that the other weakness I'm seeing the planning that physicians that come to us is that they don't have adequate disability income coverage. Yep. Physicians five times more likely to be disabled during their practice years than to die. Most of them have adequate life insurance protection, but sometimes the disability insurance protection is not adequate, and that's an important feature that you're able to protect the income so that, in fact, you can continue to pay for that house, that you will be able to have retirement income, and that you can send your kids to college. So we frequently work with our physicians to make sure they have adequate disability income coverage.
Well, and furthermore, my understanding as well is that you can have what you what appears to be adequate, but if it's not covering the right things, like I know working with some, you know, microsurgeons, if they don't have what covers that specific, you know, microsurgery, then their disability doesn't kick in if something happens to them, right? If they lose their hand, you know, lose the ability in their hands, they might not have that income flow. And so it's really understanding what that person, what that physician does on a day in and day out basis in order to help mitigate some of that risk. Is that's correct or?
Absolutely. It's in my short period in medicine, of course, it's been a very long period of medicine, that the disability insurance has oscillated back and forth between own occupation and now we're not going to cover your occupation and now we are. It just depends on how competitive it gets that a company will start offering own occupation, so then everyone will. But it's very important to understand what the definition that policy is of your own occupation. So nowadays, most, especially subspecialty surgeons, can get coverage that actually covers the CPT codes, the billing codes they're using for the procedures, so that should they become disabled, they are covered for those things they were doing. In the old days, you know, we'd have a surgeon who became disabled. Well, okay, you can't do that, but you can still practice other forms of medicine. I know two peers and that lost their vision, so left specialties that required vision and then went into specialties that they could work without vision. In this day and age, own occupation with the coverage, your own CPT codes, you can get protection for that coverage.
Yeah, I was just saying, and that might not always, the cash flow aspect might not always match up in that situation, right? And so it's that's where you've got to make sure you've got that coverage in place and you know, you've got to work with somebody who is very, very familiar with those details.
Absolutely. In the, you know, in the 20 years I've been doing this, I've had four physicians that became disabled, unable to perform their, the specific tasks of their specialty. And so it's important that, that you do have good coverage and that is specific to your particular specialty.
Yeah, yeah. Especially going back to in this day and age where you're paying that much in student loans, you know, you're taking on that much debt and you're taking on that much time and effort to become that specialized, you might as well protect, look at that as an asset, right? Protect it.
Absolutely. As I always tell most of my clients, your most valuable asset is your ability to perform your medical specialty. And so mm-hmm. you want to protect that if you can.
Yep. Yep. So let's shift a little bit to your financial advisory days. I know you kind of referenced what led you to become a financial advisor. What parts of your experiences within the medical industry do you think has really helped best serve your clients today?
Well, most importantly, I think there are a tremendous amount of parallels between taking care of patients and taking care of clients.
Mm-hmm.
In either situation, you're trying to identify any potential problems, any potential current issues, and plot out a plan to take care of them.
Yep.
Whether it be a treatment protocol or whether it be a financial plan, it's the very similar ditch. You're helping people solve problems with planned steps to get to the target. And so there's a tremendous parallel to help people, whether it be a medical illness or whether it be a financial challenge. I get kind of the same sort of reward out of that I did out of helping people with medical issues as I do help people solve financial issues and watch those long-term those solutions evolve. So it's very similar to me.
Yeah, it kind of follows the same outlined process. And some, you know, there is a process, you follow it, and then you can see the gratification on the other end. Or you've got the tools to then adjust. If other things come up, you've got tools to either adjust or you've got the ability to help mitigate some of those issues that could come up. It's really, you know, my lack of actual medical industry experience internally, it really to me is kind of a big puzzle in figuring out, okay, here's the outline. How do we fill the rest in? Right.
Right. Yep.
So, I could definitely see that. What was kind of on the career aspect, because you've done a couple different career transitions, right? You've gone from hospital, emergency, hospital medicine to urgent care center / business owner to being a financial advisor. What's been the hardest part of transitioning careers?
Well, to initially missing the juice of constant, you know, we were seeing huge volumes of patients in these care centers and everything was different. Never a dull moment. Something different was always coming in. And so there's kind of an adrenaline flow that goes with that, but
yep.
Which can be good or can be bad.
it also can wear you out, right?
yeah. And financial planning has been a little bit tamer than that. but in different ways personally rewarding, and in similar ways personally rewarding. And so mm-hmm. it's you know, it's been a transition, but it hasn't been that great a transition. Just much less action than there used to be. Volunteering in the clinic for 15 years while being a financial planner kind of fulfilled that need anyway.
Yeah.
And so there's so many parallels, and it's been a nice smooth transition for me, at least.
I love it. So we often talk about financial freedom or wellness, financial wellness. In your opinion, what does financial wellness mean to you?
Well, for me, it means people having enough wealth that they're doing what they're doing only because they enjoy it. I mean, as I often speak to many of my physician clients, I know will work as long as they possibly can. They'll work forever.
They like that adrenaline rush.
But as we agree, they're only doing it because they enjoy doing it. They're now no longer doing it because they need the paycheck. They have the financial freedom. They have the financial wellness to do what they want to do for themselves and their family.
Yep.
But yet they're still practicing because they enjoy it. And so they have the financial freedom or financial wellness. They're only working because they want to and they enjoy what they're doing. And that's the case for many of our physician clients.
Yeah. And I think the biggest piece in those situations is really then looking at that next generation or that legacy, right? And building out that estate plan to either, you know, maintain the wealth or have it go where those clients actually want it to go, right? Versus it going to, you know, the state or to beneficiaries or heirs that they, you know, don't want them to have that access to that money, right? They might want it to go to a charity or, you know, provide it to maybe even their medical school. Anything like that has to be done within an estate plan. And so really kind of focusing on that legacy aspect really becomes more and more important as we go along.
Yeah, absolutely. And the our firm, Synergy, has been very proactive in encouraging people to take very fixed and firm planning steps that they work out with an estate planning attorney, voicing what their desires are so that we make sure that the assets that they spend a lifetime working for and accumulating actually go to the benefit of those that they wish that they do, whether it be their family, whether it be other heirs, whether it be charity. Good financial planning involves a very strong estate planning process. And for many physician clients, many of them are charitably have a charitable propensity, and so it's important that they are able to work that out in a good estate plan, which often also provides tax benefits for them, which is a secondary benefit.
And I was going to say, on top of that, working with their tax advisor to say, you know, hey, I am charitably inclined, what's the best way to give money to charity, whether it's now or later, and coordinating. You kind of mentioned early that you were happy you employed a team, right? You employed a financial advisor, a tax advisor, and an estate advisor. It's really important to have all three of those people work together as well, because they can help figure out, okay, this is where we would like things to go, but here's what the actual assets are. How do we actually get them there? Or are there things we can do now that allow for either less taxation down the road or allow that person to enjoy those charitable gifts? Like, we've worked closely with some clients who said, at my passing, I want X amount to go to this charity. And we encourage them to kind of flip it around and say, well, wouldn't you want to see those dollars at work? Wouldn't you want to see the impact they were having today? And allow that they have the ability to do that within their cash flow and within their planning. And they're able to do that from a positive tax impact to them as well. So all of that to say, use your team, coordinate your team, and make sure that somebody is kind of quarterbacking on your behalf to make sure all of those items are being taken care of.
Yeah, that's one of the big things in medicine is you don't know what you don't know. And that's what you fear. Well, the same thing in your financial life is you don't know what you don't know. And so a very good team of a financial planner, your tax authority, whether it be a CPA and then an estate planning attorney, they know what you don't know, and they can help exactly. you fill in gaps and to obtain the goal that you've personally determined.
Yep. And like you said, you've worked so hard for it. Make sure it's going where you want it to go and keep it where you want it to keep, where you want to keep it.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been really fun to learn more about your personal life changes and truly how a lot of the experiences you've had, they echo the experiences of many of our clients. I personally find it synergy. It's a huge pleasure to work with physicians and physician business owners. Just that group of people, they're impressive. The drive, the energy, and the tenacity that they approach their day-to-day. And then really just the underlying like calm and stoicism is just really, really fun to work with. So, I appreciated getting to hear your story, and I can definitely see how your physician training shines through as a financial advisor.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed talking about it. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Perfect. All right. So for those of you out there who want to reach out to myself or Jeff, you can do so via email at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com, or you can reach out on our website, which is www.synergycapitalsolutions.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast, Your Financial Planet, via your favorite podcast platform in order to stay up to date on our insights. Thank you all for joining, and chat soon.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Planet. Please press the like button below if you enjoyed this episode and hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on all our future episodes. The team at Synergy Capital Solutions is always here for you. Synergy Capital Solutions is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and other information referenced herein is from a source believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analysis, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or competitiveness of the information or for the statements or errors or omissions or results obtained by the use of this information. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance or relating to any way of this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purpose only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates.